Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Listener warning. The Elmwood Strain is an immersive, binaural audio experience that includes adult themes and scenes depicting drug use, adult language, and violence.
The Violet Hour presents
The Elmwood Strain.
Oh, they're back. What do we do?
Let me go. Corey. That door is the only way out. All the other exits are sealed.
Quiet.
You have to let me go. Now. What are we gonna do in there?
Hide.
In the principal's office?
Episode 7, Barf Powder.
We're sitting ducks in here. It's nailed shut and boarded over like all the other windows down here.
Shit. Okay. He passes by. We run for the main entrance.
Yeah, you're gonna throw me over your shoulder.
Come on, Paige. We're just messing with you. Me and Lucas faked that whole fight. It was a prank. He's waiting for you in the kitchen. I'm supposed to take you back so he can surprise you again.
Hurry.
Come out. Wherever you are.
It's just you.
We've got to run up.
Motherfucker. Real fucking stupid move, Paige.
You're gonna pay for that, bitch.
He's checking every room.
Hurry, then.
I'm gonna lead him away from you.
What? No.
He doesn't know you're still alive. Up here. Already broken.
silly me jumping out a window. She played hide and seek in a room with only one piece of furniture left. You gonna come out from behind teacher's desk? Or do I have to come and get you? Cool. Let's do it the fun way.
Don't come near me. I have a stun gun.
Cool toy. Wish I could have seen you buzz Crystal. That bitch is crazy, but I'm guessing I can take a zap to the chest better than she can.
I don't want to hurt you, Jed.
It's okay, Paige. You can't.
Jed, please, you don't have to do this.
I know I don't have to.
This is fucking crazy. You can't really think that beating me to some overgrown fridge slime is gonna... The school's on fire. This is all over anyway.
Only the gym's on fire. And I got a metal box on the other side of the school with your name on it.
I don't want to do this with you. No, Jed!
That tickles.
Jed, please.
You know, I didn't picture it going down like this. Me smacking you around. But I'm kind of glad it did. You know, for the closure.
Oh, my God, please!
No good wasting any of you in here.
Jed, stop!
You stop!
I can reach the desk.
Fucking grab it then!
I'm closer. No! No! We're too heavy together.
I let go. You pull me out.
I will. I will. Just let go. Now, or we both fall.
Go!
Almost. Reach it. Got it. Go!
Hurry up! Now reach back and pull me up. I'm stuck. Don't just stand there. Get me out.
I need to know you aren't going to try to hurt me.
I'm not. I promise. Hey, Paige, I'm sorry.
You're sorry?
Fine. You fucking fuck. I'll do it myself.
Let go. The desk is moving. You're too heavy.
Help me.
Jed! Jed? Loose. Why didn't you find the hose in the wheelbarrow? Oh, come on, Paige. Think. Just think. Okay. Somebody found him. Must have moved him while you were upstairs. Someone. Go get help. keys. Building's on fire. Lucas is half dead. Crystal's all the way crazy. Go get help.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
How many more times are you gonna get tricked into this goddamn refrigerator? Yes. Absorb all emergency cleanup powder.
Jed?
Lucas! Oh, wake up. Lucas! What did you do to him?
I? Found him tied up in a burning building. What did you do?
He was conscious before.
What did you do?
Why didn't you just take him outside?
Why did you put him in the principal's office?
To keep Jed from finishing what he started.
Pretty smart, staying here. Was it worth it? All that head start wasted to set your little fire? You get off on ruining small businesses?
I destroyed it to save you. See, you don't have to believe me. But that blob in the fridge is next.
That's what your little bucket of barf powder is all about. Your concern for Lucas sounded so convincing for a second there.
I'm multitasking.
You know we're just gonna kill you even harder now, right?
You mean you're gonna kill me?
I mean, I'll text Jed. Let him know your clever ass crawled out of your hiding spot and snuck past him. Love that you still ended up right where we wanted you, by the way. He can come watch if he wants. But I'm gonna be the last thing you see.
Jed's not coming.
You're full of shit.
You didn't hear that crash a minute ago? Maybe not in here, huh? Can't even hear the fire in here yet.
What did you do?
Nothing. He fell.
Nothing. Nothing. You're the only person I know who does nothing, and it ends in dead people. You ever notice that?
Back off, Crystal.
Or what?
I saw your mom today. Outside your house, hiding. Mine's hiding from me, too. I know where she is, she just won't see me.
Fuck you. Fuck both my parents. All those years acting like we were the bad influence when they were passing the salt to a mass murderer every night.
You don't know what someone's capable of until they...
I know exactly what you are capable of because I know which family tree you slithered off of. That kind of crazy doesn't just turn on like a switch. It was always there, flickering in the background. You just didn't want to see it. That's why you ran. Guilty people run.
They tortured him. The kids in our year, kids I sat with in class. I heard them, I knew, but knowing hurt. And it embarrassed me, so I just pretended that... when I should have... It's not like he was an only child. He should have had me.
I know the feeling. You were here 1 second, and then I blinked, and...
No! You don't get to be mad at me for leaving when you had a pitchfork out for me like everyone else in this town. God, you knew me! You were with me when we realized what was happening, and for you to think that I knew it... And I let him? Were we ever friends, Chris? Or just competition?
You think I wanted to be you? A girl whose own brother wanted her dead? Maybe I did. You know, I put my half of our Friends Forever necklace on today to fuck with you. I don't even know why I kept it.
I'm going to destroy this thing. And then the three of us are getting out of here. This school, this town...
Absorb all. Look at you being all resourceful and shit.
I know it's more complicated than... After everything... Jed. And you can blame me and my family all you want, Chris. Bad shit happened to you, but then you made choices too.
You've got no idea.
You can make a different choice now. It's not too late.
You really want to do this?
I'm not running again.
Okay. So, how's this absorb all shit work?
Huh. Right. You just spread it around, I think, and
eat bucket lid, bitch!
Oh, Chris! Chris, wait!
No, no, no! Don't get up! Let me grab a seat! Hard to breathe with me sitting on your chest.
Oh, please.
How about with both my hands around your neck? You really thought I was gonna help you? Who'd get the lead in the musical now?
Lucas! Lucas, help!
Time to die in this school like we were all fucking supposed to. Better late than never! Foil around all you want, drama queen. What are you reaching for? There's nothing under there.
Yes, there is.
You found Jed's knife. You're seriously trying to stab me.
No.
Give me that. I'm stronger than you, remember?
You fed me my brother, remember? Wait, don't pull it out. I think we hit an artery.
We?
Your belt. We can use it as a tourniquet.
Hey,
stop. I'm trying to help you.
Look at what you did.
No.
Yeah, well, where else would I be?
None of this. I'm not... not real.
Slow down. How do you figure?
The top of your head.
Oh, the helmet hair.
You need a scalp for that. You shot me?
Yep. Real enough for ya.
From Violet Hour Media, The Elmwood Strain. Produced, directed, and edited by Anthony Laddish. Written by Rachel Woolley. Sound design and mixed by CJ Drumeller. Music by Chase Horseman. Executive produced by Cassie Josepho. Starring Sarah McGuire as Paige, Tim Robinson as Lucas, Alice Pollock as Crystal, and Matt Rapport as Jed. With Matt Donahue as Hunter. Script supervised and assistant edited by Chad Crenshaw.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. If the compass
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.